What up? It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the Air. So, a barbershop owner in Birmingham says he's going to reopen his barbershop despite the health order. So I'm just going to go ahead and play this clip to actually get into more further detail.
Shut down. So much so, the owner of one barbershop in Inverness says he's opening back up on Friday regardless. WVTM 13's Lisa Crane spoke to him today.
The Mailroom is a high-end barbershop in Inverness Corners, and the sign on the door explains what many small businesses are dealing with right now: mandatory closures.
But the owner says on Friday, the date the original shutdown would have ended, he's opening back up.
Because the consequence of this is there's going to be massive business failures and bankruptcies. And I dare say that that's going to be far worse than what we're dealing with right now.
Farr says they'll take precautions like limiting the number of people allowed inside at one time, sanitizing after each client, wearing face shields, and taking temperatures.
Nothing's perfect. We're not assuming that, you know, we're going to be a completely sterile environment, but neither is going to the grocery store and picking up a box of cereal that 17 people have handed out.
Farr says he feels he has no choice. He posted a long message on Facebook about his decision and, as you can imagine, has received massive feedback.
This is about civil liberties. This is about getting back to work. At some point in time, we all have to stand up and make a stand. So I encourage people to do the same thing. You can criticize me if you want to, but, you know, I'm doing this and I think I've made the right decision for the, you know, the betterment of the people that work for us and our customers.
Farr says the doors will open here this Friday morning at 10 by appointment only. In Inverness, Lisa Crane, WVTM 13.
So, as you heard the clip, the guy whose last name is Farr, if I'm not mistaken, he said he's going to reopen his shop on Friday morning at 10 a.m. And two things that comes to this. I did read some comments about all of this. They said some people applaud him, other people they say he's putting everyone at risk. I'm kind of feel like, yeah, he is going to put everyone at risk, and that's actually not good at all. Even if you do take safety precautions, say you wear face masks and just sanitize other people, think about it, it's going to hurt you in the long run, especially due to the stay-at-home order that Alabama Governor Kay Ivey had put out. So if I were him, I probably should reconsider. But hey, that's his business, that's his life, and that's his decision. So with that being said, thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air, and I will see you in the next episode.